Hey, do you have a transition program for kids coming from the 8th grade to the 9th grade? Well, you should. Today I'm talking about what you should include in that program that's targeting the kids. Part of it should be gamification, and another part of it is get kids and the 9th grade teachers involved and look at those things that are going to help make life so much easier for them.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, do you have a program for your kids who are going from the 8th grade to the 9th grade? Now, I'm not talking about one that happens during school, you know, right there at the end of the school year. I'm talking about during the summertime where the whole focus is to get the incoming 9th graders more familiar with the school. Well, do you? If you don't, you should, because it's a great way of getting the kids on board, getting them over their anxiety, introducing them to other kids, and getting them ready to start the school year just excited. Because that 8th grade transition can be a little unnerving. Yeah, just a little bit. Because, I mean, most of our states and most of our school systems, 8th grade to 9th grade is leaving middle school and going to the high school. So let's talk about this just a little bit, because I have my thoughts about what you should include in this. And basically, you need to think about it this way. You got to get not just teachers, and especially 9th grade teachers involved, but you've got to get some kids involved. Because what you want to do, one of your big themes for this should be making it fun, so that what starts happening is that they're going to get excited about starting school. And, you know, it's a scary thing going into the 9th grade for many reasons. And one of them, unfortunately, is that a lot of times we forget the kids do like to have fun, and that school becomes just a focus on work. So the only reason why they look forward to coming to the next grade is to continue their socialization, which that's a little unfortunate. So let's talk about what you would include in this, in this transition program. So let's start off right the bat with this. It needs to be kid-led, all right? It needs to be kid-led. You've got to have 9th grade teachers there, because this is a perfect time for them to start connecting with the kids, all right? And for the kids to start saying, you know, that teacher's pretty cool. I like that teacher. And by the way, this is a good chance for me to take a little sidetrack and just say this. In your 9th grade, you really need to have some of the best teachers that you have in your school. I know. A lot of the teachers, they want to go the opposite direction. They want to go teach the highest level kids, and they want to go teach the juniors and the seniors. But you really need to work on those really good teachers you got being in the 9th grade, and the ones who are the most creative, and the ones who can just get a rock to be excited about, you know, life. So in this program, when you're designing it, you want to bring kids in, kids who've experienced the 9th grade already. You know, you don't want to bring in the rising ninth graders to design their own program. And they work with these ninth grade teachers. And you want to, if you're an administrator, you want to get them a little bit of a budget here, right? Don't be chintzy here. It's not going to cost you an arm or a leg. And you might be able to get some community members to help you support it. And you'll understand why in just a minute. So let's talk about this program. So you're going to bring these kids and these teachers together, and you're going to ask them to say, I want you to create something fun and exciting for our rising ninth graders. Now, one of the things I've learned over time with this, and this has come from input from kids, is that it's not the best idea to have this last all day. It just needs to be a half day. End it with lunch. All right, end it with lunch. Start in the morning early and have fun. It's cooler then, and just an opportunity to have your games and stuff like this. But it's, you want to make sure that you don't wear them out all day long or run out of stuff to where it becomes boring because you really didn't have enough stuff to do. All right, so we get the kid input, and we got this focus on this, finishing after half a day, and think games, all right, gamification of this event. So one of the things that you want to have in your event, now you don't want to talk to them for 4 hours, all right? You don't want to bring them into the auditorium and say, "Now, rising ninth graders, this will be fun. And for the next 4 hours, we're going to talk with you about being a ninth grader." You like that voice? Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Yeah, no. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to be able to know who they are up front. So part of this means that you have to do a registration for this. You have to send out notifications saying, "Hey, welcome to ABC High School, and we're glad to have you as a ninth grader. We're going to have a summer transition program, which is going to be a lot of fun. You'll get to meet other kids. You get to learn about the school, and we'll finish the day off with pizza and a goodie bag," or something like this. "Please register and let us know if you're going to be able to attend." And have them put in emails. That way, what happens is that you get a nice list. It doesn't matter if on the day people show up. You're going to order a little bit more just to make sure. But it's going to allow you to go ahead and know who's possibly coming. So you can create groups and divide the big group into small groups by the kids who are going to take them around. All right, the kids and the teachers. So one of the things you want to have for that day is you want to have a tour of the building. All right, and so you want to have specific stops that you have designed. Your group needs to design this with a purpose. This is not just wandering around the building. These are specific places that are important to point out to them. All right. Now, so with that being said, let's talk about some of those places you want to point out to them. Most rising ninth graders, whether they'll admit it or not, there's some anxiety centered around things like, how do I get to school? If I am dropped off or picked up, how does that happen? Where does that happen? If I ride the bus, where is the bus going to drop me? What time do I pick the bus up? Is it going to be a nightmare getting to my bus? That type of thing. Also, how does the cafeteria work? Mm-hmm. Media center may not be at the top of their priority list, but it still is there, right? How to check things out, what's available there. Can I stay in here during lunch? That type of thing. Speaking of lunch, that's one of the other things. Where do I sit? That type of stuff. So let's go forward with this and let's talk about those specific areas. So number one on your list of places that you should take them. And by the way, when you orchestrate this, you want to make sure that each group is not there at the same time. That you divide up the building into this map and you're going to send them different directions at different times. And so each group leader is going to have their itinerary. All right. So that way you don't have groups 1 through 3 all going to the cafeteria at the same time. Now, when they go to the cafeteria, you want to have coordinated ahead of time. Yes, that's right. Ahead of time, that person, that cafeteria manager, maybe one of the assistant principals, who are going to be in there to give them some instructions on how the cafeteria works. All right. So, for example, how you enter, where you enter, and what lines you have available, and what is in each line, because there's different types of foods, and some schools have some different fantastic types of lines, like cool salad bars and taco bars and potato bars and stuff like this, as well as, different types of pizzas and the a la carte lines, as well as the regular hot lunch line. There's just different types of things that you might be able to get. So you want them to know where they go. Now, you also want them to understand how they go about getting food. Do they have to bring cash every day, or is there an account where they can put it on it? Or have they advanced to the stage of, like at a college, where you actually put money on a card or in an account, and all you have to do is come up there and show them the card, they scan it, and it takes money out of your account? That's a great way of doing it, by the way. So you want to explain all these nuances to them, because I kid you not, my experience as a principal, one of the things you'll discover is that you will have ninth graders who will not eat for the first couple of weeks. They'll just come to school and they might borrow from other kids. They might buy stuff out of machines. They might bring stuff in the morning, but they really don't eat lunch. And the reason why is they're a little afraid of the lines and stuff like that. So, or making the wrong choices. Yeah, that does happen, believe me. So you want to make sure that you show them how the cafeteria works. Another important place in the life of a ninth grader is, let's talk about getting to school, leaving school, whether it's by car ride, walking, biking, or the bus. Yeah. So, one of the things you want to do is you want to make sure that you show them, you have a little discussion about what time they can get to school in the morning and what time they finish in the afternoons, and a little bit about how it works for pickup and drop off, as well as the buses. And so with the buses, what you want to do is show them the bus lanes and basically where they'll be able to find. Most schools post a list of the buses, how they pull in, what order, what numbers to look for and stuff like that. And so it'd be a great idea that day to have an administrator be able to talk to them about bus riding, all right, about the idea about if they don't have the bus list yet, then when they will have, where to be posted and how to find out more information. All right, so that's very important there. And then it wouldn't hurt to also discuss with them what to do if you miss the bus. Yes, because that's going to happen, as well as in the morning. You know, if you miss the bus and you're late to school, where do you go when you get there? Because you're already late. See, these are things that kids taught me that we need to make sure we talk about, all right? So once you deal with the buses and that type of information, because that's a little bit of nerve-wracking, isn't it, right there? One of the things that's also important for this tour to have in it is the whole thought about, what do I do when I get to school and it's early and it's, class isn't ready to start yet? Because some schools have rules about this. They don't let you go down every hallway. You may have to hang out in the cafeteria, or maybe you have to be with us. In order to be in the building, you have to be with that special group, like if you're in band or the weight train or something like that. You can be in those rooms, that type of thing. So any of those special rules you want to be able to share with them. One of the greatest things is if you can, if the school has their schedules ready, or at least something close to their schedule, if you can have it for them that day, that way you can actually help them meet their teachers. You can actually show them where those classrooms are and where they'll be in that building. Some schools have a separate ninth grade wing. Others, they're just spread throughout the building. It's one of those things, though, to be able to make them comfortable for when they'll be there. However you can do this is going to be excellent. So being able to share that type of information with them is very important, that information about their schedule and who their teachers might be. That's why you want the ninth grade teachers on this tour, and you want them part of it where they get to meet them. So we've talked about how to use the cafeteria. We've talked about arriving, leaving school. Well, one of the biggies is the locker, right? If you can tell them, now what's even better is if they can get their locker that day. If it's something that they get because they participate in this. You could even advertise it this way, that those kids who attend this most probably will get their schedule as well as their locker. You want to make sure you get people there. That'll get people there, all right, knowing that they might get those two things. So the locker thing is a big deal because sometimes kids don't get them, and sometimes they just don't use them. And so kids who've been there for a while can explain why you want to get them and why you want to keep it. And then they go about getting them, and then they can show them where those lockers are. Cool. So, one of the other things you want to do is you want to make sure that, and by the way, before I forget this, you do want to show them and introduce them to the media center, because the media center is a place where some kids will want to hang out. Some kids will want to go research. Some kids will use the computers to help them with their classes, and some will go to the media center specialist to help them with research or to help them with class projects and things like this. So you want to make sure that the media center is on there, and you want to make sure you've coordinated with that media specialist so that they're there. That person is there that day. So that, it's somebody they get to know right off the bat, because you'll have some kids who will want to know that person immediately, and you've just helped them do that. Very good. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the other things you could have discussed with the kids, and you could have it happen as part of the script while they're walking around. It doesn't have to take place in the auditorium where you start off meeting, or in the gym, wherever it is you start off meeting. So let's talk about having kids talk to the rising ninth graders about getting involved. The idea that, some of the kids are automatically going to be involved because they were in band in middle school, and so they already tried out for band, and so they're moving up into the high school band. Others will have been in athletics, and they'll have tried out for the fall sports and stuff like this and be coming forward. But some of them will not have done any of this stuff, and you need to be able to talk to them about the different sports that are offered, the different organizations that are offered, and the different clubs. And you want to have some representatives be able to talk to them just a little bit about the many different things and why it's important to get involved in the school, to make it their school, to make it, that thing that they do that helps them, connect within the school. Just so important. So if you have someone you have the kids talking to them about getting involved and getting them good information and choices there, you also want to have a counselor talk with them about their future. All right, this is a big deal because they're coming into ninth grade. Well, there's lots of things going through their brain. Well, you're going to have many opportunities during the ninth grade year to have the counselors meet with them and talk with them about planning. But now is a perfect time because when they're in that ninth grade transition program during the summer, they're not worried about homework and stuff like that. So right now you got them in a state of kind of euphoria. They're looking forward to high school. They're a little flirty with, you know, the different boys and girls that are around there. And you know, they got this whole thing going about being in high school. And so this would be a good time to give them a little bit of a talk. Think about making it fun. Figure out how to gamify this. Think about how the counselor could make this more than just a talk, but instead where they actually experience something and they take something home with them that is going to help them with this planning for the future type thing. Because most rising ninth graders, they've already chosen their classes and they've already had these kind of in-depth talks about why they want to think about their future and what classes are going to lead to what. But now is a time in which to take the opportunity to discuss with them again, you know, about these are the things that the counselor's office can do for you. These are the activities that we have to help you as you're looking to prepare for the ACT, the SAT, if you're thinking about going to college, if you're thinking about going to a tech school, if you're thinking about, you know, going into the military, if you're, you know, or you don't know what to think about, because believe me, they have different types of online programs that you can sit down and it can help you think about what you like and what you might want to do in the future. I think that's a, you know, that's one of the coolest things that you can do now that is automatically scored by, you know, online like that. Whereas in the past, you used to have to wait weeks, if not a month, before you got your feedback on those things. But you do want to have this as a component of it. You know, and there's probably other things that we could add to this that we haven't talked about. I mean, hopefully this has gotten you kind of thinking about that ninth grade transition program that you have or don't have. I hope that you know, I'm going to challenge you now that if you don't have one, that you're going to reach out and create one. And if you're a ninth grade teacher, you really want to, you know, take the lead on this. Gather up your colleagues and say, do we really do enough to bring the kids in? Well, my last part of this ninth grade transition program for the summer is you want to have a little bit of the following. And this is really why you need a little bit of a budget for this. And you can go to your principal, you can go to the principal and start there. And the principal may bring in PTA as well as an assistant principal to then reach out into the community and see what support they can get there. You don't need much, but what you want to do is you want to put together lunch for the kids. So you want to feed them and give them, you know, something to drink with that food. Pizza is always awesome, especially if you can work with a local vendor who's going to help you out with the costs and stuff like this. They understand how many they're going to be feeding. That's a great thing. I as a high school principal, I used to have pizza vendors that I would go to that would help us with the price on feeding this many people. That it's a great thing to have that connectivity like that. Well, not only do you want to feed them, but you also want to provide them stuff to take home with them that identifies them with the school they're going to. So you want to have a goodie bag, whether it's just that you have a T-shirt or whether it's that you have a T-shirt plus some things for them to take home. And a T-shirt with the name of the school, you don't want it to say ninth grader, all right? You don't want to say that. You want it to have the colors of the school, and you want it to have you want it to have the logo of the school, but you don't want it to say, hey, everybody, I'm a ninth grader. No, you want it to just be something they'll be proud of wearing in the streets, wearing in the neighborhood, wearing at, you know, when they go to the vacation place for the summer, wearing when they go to Six Flags, when they go to Whitewater, when they go to the, you know, Disney World, wherever they go, not to leave out Universal, you know, wherever they go, they wear that shirt. And you'd be surprised how many of those shirts you'll see being worn as long as you don't put on it that they're a ninth grader. All right, you don't want to do that. You don't want to put on their class of. No. You want to put the school colors, the school mascot, the name of the school. That's good. All right. And if you got some fancy slogan for the year or something like that, that's awesome as well. But don't identify it as a ninth grade shirt, because that's, you're asking for sudden death for that shirt to ever be worn. Anyway. I hope that you're thinking about that ninth grade transition program you have. You want the teachers and kids involved. You want to gamify it as much as possible. Now, it doesn't need to be, you know, the type of game where you're going to make kids hate that they were there. I mean, you don't want anybody leaving with a broken leg or something like this. But you do want them interacting, where you help kids get to know other kids as well as get to know the teachers. Perfect time to connect. A ninth grade transition program will help kick off your ninth grade year in such a wonderful way. I challenge you, take a look at yours, see what changes you can make, and just make it happen. Reach out and get a little bit of a budget. You don't need lots of money, but if you can do these different things, you're going to be excited about it, and they're going to be excited about it. And what's going to be so super duper about all of this is that you're going to help them have a wonderful, wonderful transition into the ninth grade. Thanks for listening.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.